Once upon a time.
I have shoes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a man that I used to tour with, not for very long. I wasn't playing music. I was his fall guy. He was a juggler and a knife thrower. And he was really good at it, thank goodness, because he used to throw these really big knives at me. And I had to pretend I was scared, of course. I was scared. But it was kind of fun, you know? And I was feeling kind of dead-endy anyway. So he used to wing knives at me. He used to pour, it wasn't gasoline, because that would have burned too hot. But he burned some like petroleum on me, and then he'd light me on fire, and stuff. But it was all comedy, and people would laugh a lot. We used to go to those Renaissance fairs, and he'd light me on fire. He used to juggle an egg, and a chainsaw. And a bowling ball. But I'll tell you what, the egg wasn't real. So I knew that about him. I know he was faking the people out with the egg. You know. Anyway, I got bruised and beat up for a while there. And then the last straw, we were doing a gig and wasn't really a gig. We were just kind of juggle busking. Yep. In Baltimore. Right on. Anyway, so because he drove and because he was the juggler, and because we made a lot of money that day, it was a killer day. That was the day that he said, no. We're changing the split. And I was like, yeah, but you throw knives at me. I need danger pay. Wasn't gonna have it. And I felt that I didn't have enough creative input to the whole process. And sometimes he'd make me do really stupid things besides throwing knives at me and light me on fire. He was really talented though. But we had to go our separate ways. And so he continues to juggle, and I don't.
Let me hear that again. Woo! Yeah. That's a fruit nut right there. Yeah, he's got a big beard.
Got a big beard now, I think. Last time I saw him, he was real hairy. But then, no, wait, I heard that he cut all his hair off. I don't know, he had one of those Rasta styles going for a while. But then it was a little bit dirty looking and stuff. So, and he had a big beard, too. And then I think he cut it all off and moved to Japan, where apparently juggling is a hot item. Especially if the possibility of losing fingers is involved. They like to live on the edge over in Japan sometimes. They like that edgy entertainment. They do. It's not a weird bigoted thing I'm coming up with. They like that edgy entertainment. They like the Jackass. He's a big star over there. He's like the Beatles. I'm lying right now. I'm making all this shit up. Except for the fire and the knives and the Japanese things. Other than that, It's all false news right there. Ramble on. Because I can. Anyway, thank you very much, everybody, for coming. Hope you're having a good time.